My name is Kat Susch, and I'm joined here today with Sean Gallagher, my colleague. And we're here to talk to you about knowledge management and knowledge collaboration. Well, many businesses have long realized the importance and the value of their core assets, their people, the people with their knowledge and experience. Now, oftentimes, as a company grows or perhaps goes global, access to this information, this knowledge, and this experience gets harder and harder to access. So many companies have basically brought their knowledge collaboration platforms to a digital platform. But unfortunately, often they will put too many distributed systems and make it very difficult for anyone to find information. They'll have to go to many sources, and it makes most employees a lot less productive. So what we're here to talk to you about is the way to really empower people to be more productive, leveraging the knowledge of your organization and using Microsoft platforms. Now, as I talk to some of the key capabilities that we believe are most important within the environment for a successful knowledge collaboration platform, let me just talk to a few that are on the slide that I have to cover. So we have knowledge management as the wrapper for all of the capabilities, and that includes a culture of knowledge sharing. Some of the other key pieces include connected collaboration, where you store the information, how you access the information, things like learning management, the tools to build and train people to get ready for their roles or onboarding. Some of the other key pieces include communication and social. Now, all of these key capabilities are core to the success of a good knowledge management strategy. Now, I'll turn it over to Sean, and he'll tell you a little bit more.
Today, I want to first level set by discussing some of the capabilities we have of our Dynamics Employee Self-Service solution. In case you're not familiar with the solution, this is something that is available with our Dynamics and also integrating with Office 365. And it really addresses one of the key issues that we currently see happening quite often in organizations today, that employees have trouble finding the right information when they need it. They have multiple systems that they have to go to find the information, which makes it very cumbersome and also reduces the chance that they're going to find the information that they need. And also that we're losing productivity, because as they're having to go through and try to figure out, one, which is the best source to find their information, is the information accurate? Is it still up to date? Do they know the right people that they need to contact to be able to actually then take action on the information that they found? These are all problems that a lot of organizations currently face today. And so we're going to take a look really at a solution that we have here with Dynamics. And this really encompasses a lot of different areas within what we offer with Office 365 as well as Dynamics. When you think of Office 365, we have things like Delve and Yammer and SharePoint Online. With Office 365 then, and Dynamics together, we have some other things that we can provide into really more of a cohesive experience through a solution. So really what we're looking at is a way to reduce the amount of moving pieces that you have to interact with to be able to find the information that you need, to be able to put it in the context of the process that you're in. So rather than having to jump out into a separate system to find information, that the system that you're in to do your work actually has the knowledge surfacing right up from there. And also looking at how to better connect you with the right resources then to be able to actually take action with information, whether it's getting it to the hands of someone who actually needs to go and perform some work or to a customer that's going to help resolve their issue. So let's go ahead and take a look a little bit more into what this solution is comprised of here. So one, we're looking at really hitting all of those big capabilities that are required in order for a knowledge management system to be successful in organizations. So enhancing your products and services deliverability, enhancing your ability to have support for corporate policies and standardized business processes, reducing the amount of effort that it takes to actually complete your services in your organization, and also at this end, really help improve both employee and customer satisfaction. So just taking a look at some of the different areas here, one key thing here is that We want to have the knowledge accessible anywhere, anytime, and it really needs to be something that is pervasive. So rather than having separate solutions that you need to go to, that right when you need the answer, there it is, right there waiting for you. And really just kind of finishing up here, you know, looking more to the context, one of the things that we're going to look at is the ability to actually have this information show up within the context of your productivity application. So if you get an email, for example, with a question from a customer or maybe another employee, you know, rather than having to go search in SharePoint or go try to find somebody who may have knowledge in that area, that you actually can take a look through an Outlook add-in and be able to very quickly search your knowledge base right from there. Or maybe you're working on a document in Word and you need to respond maybe to a request for some information, rather than having to go and to look at a separate system, you can have that also surfaced within an add-in for Office. So, you know, ways like this can really help maximize productivity and make it a very efficient, a seamless experience to be able to find the information you need at the time that you need it. So really looking at the overall solution here, you know, it's Office 365 plus employee self-service from Dynamics together. So leveraging the capabilities that we have in the solution of employee self-service and combining that with technologies that you may be using today, such as SharePoint for enterprise collaboration and content management. Taking all of that and then also providing ways to surface that within your productivity applications, within your business applications, as well as providing things like self-service portals. So to kind of sum up here, you know, looking at all the different pieces here, this is really a complete solution that takes the best of what Microsoft has to offer around knowledge management, you know, taking all the collaboration features that we also have that are available, tied in with Office 365, and providing that all in one seamless experience so that your employees are able to work very efficiently, find the information that they need to be able to do their job, to be able to help themselves and also help customers potentially. So with that, we're going to go ahead and transition over into the demo. And we're going to take a look at a scenario here. And the scenario is for a company called Contoso Airlines. You may have heard about them from the previous webcast that we did. But Contoso Airlines basically is facing some issues right now in a couple different areas. So we're going to take a look at how leveraging employee self-service from Microsoft can help you find the best expertise. So we're going to take a look at Allie, and she's a project manager. And as a project manager, one of the things that she has to do is make sure that the resources that she has on the project have the best expertise and fit for the activities that need to be performed as part of that project. So we're going to take a look at how Dynamics is able to provide her a way to both manage that project and also find the best resources with the right expertise to deliver those activities on the project. We're then going to move and take a look at the experience of someone who's responsible for doing maintenance on the aircraft. So we're going to show how if we have a case that based off of the intelligence and the content for that case, that we will automatically surface the right knowledge articles to be able to help that employee perform their work. And then lastly, we're going to look at how we can actually leverage the community. And so rather than having maybe a more formal approach to looking for knowledge, that you can actually have crowdsourced knowledge. So we're going to take a look at an example of a ticket agent named Veronica. And Veronica is facing some issues around a emergency at the airport. So we're going to show how she's able to very quickly reach out to her peers and find out the best way to address this emergency and also find out if there's anyone else who's experiencing similar issues. So with that, we're going to go ahead and jump into the demo here. And let's go ahead and take a look here first at the experience of the project manager. So to start out with here, we're taking a look at a project. So this is a project for refurbishing a 737 aircraft in Dallas. And you know, with this project, we have a couple things in our work breakdown structure. So we need to update the flight instrumentation. We need to replace the tires, replace the seats. You know, so some pretty generic tasks here. But I need to find the best resources that have the right expertise to be able to perform these tasks. So one of the cool things that I have available is I can actually generate my project team automatically here. So this is going to basically put in some generic resources for my team. And then what we're going to do is we're actually going to see if we can find resources for the project. So once it's done generating the template here for the resources for the project, we'll be able to go ahead and jump in and take a look at the availability and the resources that have the right amount of expertise to deliver this project. All right, so now it's generated four team members. So now I have a need for four team members. The next thing I can do is do a request here for resources. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at the resources that we can schedule here. So we're going to take a look at our resource requirements. And so these are the resources that I need, and I can see how much time I need for them. So I'm going to go ahead and submit a request here. So what this will do is it will actually submit a request to have these resources filled on my project. Now, I may not actually have time to wait for someone, you know, that may be a dedicated resource manager in this case, to find the right resources for me. So one thing I can do here is I can actually go and take a look at the resource requirements myself, and we can go ahead and see, you know, who is the best resource for that. So let's go ahead and take a look at the resource requests. And so we're going to see some resource requests here for the Dallas 737 project. So I'm going to go ahead and open up one of these resource requests. And we can find resources. So what this is going to do now is it's going to do a search for resources based off their availability. And from this screen here, I can actually go and select, okay, what organization do I want to have the search performed on, which specific business units. And I can also look for resource types. So I can look for a specific user. I can also search for equipment with this. But I can also look for specific roles. So maybe I need somebody who is a health and safety engineer to be working on this. So we want to make sure that when we do the refurbishment that we're not doing anything that's going to cause any risk to anyone. I can also take a look at their skills. So we could say, for example, I need someone who's a certified professional engineer. And so based off of this, it will go ahead and do the search, and we'll find who the right resources are for the project. And so this provides a way for me to very quickly find the right expertise for my project. And so this provides, you know, a mechanism that rather than having to go search and, talk to people and try to find out, I'm not sure if this person really is qualified. I have all that information available for me from my system. And it's all defined on the resources. So when we go ahead and take a look at the resources that we have available, now if I take a look at Carlos here, for example, I can go ahead and define what skill sets he has. And so we can take a look at his characteristics and say, okay, he's proficient, for example, with working with hazardous operations. And so it provides a nice way to be able to look at the availability. And one thing we're going to look at as well with this is with the field service capabilities, if we have someone doing refurbishment on the aircraft, but they're also going to be delivering maybe maintenance ad hoc, that the same resources are coming from one pool. So the same skills that we're defining to help source our projects, we can also use to help source our work orders. So that's just one example of how we can leverage Dynamics defined expertise for projects. So the next thing we're going to do now is we're going to jump over and take a look at the experience for someone that is trying to address a issue. So we recently found out that one of our landing gears went down on one of our aircraft, and we need to repair that very quickly. So we're going to take a look at the experience there. And so first we're going to look at our knowledge management dashboard. So this is our knowledge management dashboard. And from here, I can see all the articles that have been created here. So I can see that we have a proposed article for a landing gear repair. I can see what the most popular articles are. And I can even get some statistics here and see, you know, who the owners are of the articles, the status of the reason. So I can see proposed articles, articles that need to be reviewed, that need to be published. And if I go ahead and jump over into my cases, I can see here that we have an active case for a landing gear repair. And so when this case is created, let's go back here. Basically, we have all the information for the case here. And if I click on the little book here under related, it's going to automatically pull up knowledge articles that may help with this case. So it knows that this is a 737 landing gear repair based off of the description. And so from the description, it's automatically pulled up a knowledge article. So I can actually click on the article right directly from the case, and I actually have the article here showing up, and I can see here a diagram of the 737 landing gear. So rather than having to go to a separate system to go and search for this knowledge article, the knowledge article has actually been fetched for me dynamically based off of the description for the case. So I very easily now can go ahead and follow up with this. So for example, maybe you know I'm going to be working with someone and I want to make sure that they have a copy of this. I can go ahead and just click the link on article here and it'll generate me a new email template. So I could go ahead and send this to a resource, or I could even, this could even be for a customer, but I can go ahead and send them this information. And so now they have a link to this knowledge article and it'll be available for them to be able to reference via email. So I'll go ahead and discard there. But one thing also while we're in the case, you can see that it's moving us through the process of being able to identify, research, connect us with that knowledge, and then also be able to get to a resolve. And one thing that's really cool here, if we go back and take a look at the knowledge dashboard, we have the ability here to also create new knowledge articles. So I have my proposed article here, and you'll notice that when we're working with a new article, it also has a nice workflow to move from the stage of authoring the document to going to the review phase and to finally to publish. So in a very similar fashion here, I can go ahead and basically work on my document here. And we have a nice editor. If I go full screen, you can see that we can work and generate the content here and paste in images or videos or whatever we need to help with that work. But then once we're done, we can go ahead and submit that, and it'll go through the workflow, and then we provide an authoritative source for this process. One other thing here as well, if I go back to my knowledge articles and we take a look at the one that has already been generated, that's published here, we're also tracking information around the entire life cycle of this document. So we can determine when this is going to expire. So we can set an expiration date so it has a life cycle. And we also have analytics. So users, as they're working with knowledge articles, can provide feedback so we can have ratings. We can also see the number of views. We can also see the location so we can see if people are viewing it from internally or if this is something we've shared publicly to a customer. We can also see how many times that's been viewed. And then we also can see related cases that are using this article. So I can see here that our 737 landing gear repair case is using this article. And if I click on here, it'll actually take me right to that case. So it really connects everything together very nicely within our knowledge management solution and also the solution that we're using for managing our cases. And you know, this is also the same solution that's being used to manage our projects. So you can kind of see how all of this is connected together. And we end up with a very cohesive solution for being able to surface knowledge throughout all of our work that we're performing. So now to move over to another scenario, we're going to take a look at the experience of the ticket agent. And so, you know, the ticket agent, she first is going to start her day in Office 365. And so Office 365 very pleasantly says, "Good afternoon, Veronica." And, you know, one thing we've had for quite some time, of course, is search in SharePoint. So maybe you know they're experiencing some emergencies in the airport. And actually, they were shipping some crabs, and the live crab container actually broke open on this aircraft. And so they're dealing with this very messy situation where they have crabs all over the place in the storage bay of the aircraft, and it's also starting to smell quite bad. And this is actually something I had happen. I was flying to California and it stopped in El Paso for a layover, and they had picked up live crabs in California, and the crab containers broke open, and so they had live crabs all over the storage bay. And being El Paso, it's very hot, and you can imagine on the tarmac, the crabs did not last very long. And so we were sitting on the plane, and all of a sudden the smell started to emanate through the vents, and it was pretty bad. And so that may not be something that you have, a knowledge article already published and approved on how to handle, a live crab spill in an aircraft. So, the first thing I might do is say, well, hey, I have an emergency. If we go ahead and search for emergency, I can see, well, here's a recommendation for a document for, a natural disaster. And so very quickly, that's come up as something I can look at. But, I'm not sure if crabs really constitute a natural disaster. The other thing I can do is I could go to Delve. Delve provides a really great way for being able to find information around you and also help discover things that you may not be aware of without specifically looking for them. And of course, with Delve, I can also go ahead and say, okay, well, I'm having an emergency. And let's see what comes up here. So I see we have some emergency procedures as well. And it's pulling up HTML SharePoint sites. It's pulling up PDF documents. It's pulling up procedures from Word documents as well. And I notice also that we have a board. So one of the cool things of Delve is if someone has gone and kind of curated what they found searching around on Delve through our enterprise, they can actually pin those to a board. And so this is another way that you can help organize knowledge in your organization. So I have an emergency procedures board, and again, I see that they've pinned the natural disasters emergency procedure and the fire emergency procedures. But the natural disasters document, I'm not sure if that's really going to work for crabs. I don't see crabs listed in here. It tells me to stay away from indoors and away from the windows, which is probably wise because the crabs smell really bad, and I probably should stay indoors and not go out to the aircraft because it smells horrendously. But still, I think I'm going to need to find another source for this information. So the other thing that I have available to me is Yammer. And with Yammer, this provides a way for us to crowdsource and interact with our peers. And one thing that's really cool is as information is generated, people can like the information, they can tag it, and that one makes it easier for me to find, and I can also see the information that seems to be the most helpful. So I see that we have a group here for Contoso Airlines Emergencies, and with this group here, I can see here actually that there's already been a post that I made here, that we have a case of live crabs that have broken up on the plane. Is there anything we can do for the smell? And so people can then respond back to me here and let me know if they've encountered something similar. Maybe they've had another incident with animals that have broken free, and that's something that we can address. And also, I noticed here that somebody has posted a link back to that natural disaster article. So one of the great things also with Yammer is that you can post information that you may have in SharePoint to a Yammer thread and then have a discussion around that so people can discuss how helpful perhaps these fire emergency procedures have been. So this also provides a nice way to be able to link content that you have in SharePoint and be able to provide that then into Yammer. And of course, from a knowledge management perspective, one other thing I just want to mention real fast is also the Office video capabilities too. So this is an extension of SharePoint Online, which really provides the ability to have channels also for training and information. So for example, maybe there could be a video here on helping with crabs. So I'm just going to search it, and I don't get any results, unfortunately. So maybe now I know that there may be actually an opportunity for me here to go ahead and add a training video into our video portal for dealing with crabs in an aircraft. So just a couple looks at that. But after dealing with the crabs, I'm going to be really tired. It's going to be a long day, so I may need to get a drink. And so one thing I may also want to know is what our alcohol policy is working at the airline. And so the other way that we can also surface this information as knowledge is through an employee self-service portal. And so we also have our knowledge base here. And so, for example, here I have the alcohol policy I can search on. And very quickly, it'll go ahead and pull up the best article related to alcohol. And I see that we have one article here around our alcohol policy. And so this provides an authoritative source for me that I can look at it's been approved by our HR, and it tells me that I need to go read the employee handbook policy for responsibilities on drinking alcohol. So that's not real helpful because now I have to go to another source, so I'm not sure how this got approved. It could be a better knowledge article, so I'm actually going to complain about this. But the key thing here is that through the portal, it provides a way for me to very quickly search the knowledge base and also see issues that may be more HR-related than business process-related to conducting our work and providing services to our customers. So with that, let's go ahead and take a look now at really some of the key takeaways here. So one, you know, just from the perspective of trying to find resources, leveraging the resource management capabilities that we have with Dynamics, you're able to find the best expertise for the work that you need to have done. So we allow you to tag resources with their skills, the level of proficiency, so that when you are looking to book a resource on a project, you can find the right person to deliver that work. The next one is that we're able to very quickly identify the best processes to be able to resolve cases or deliver work either internally or for a customer. So having the intelligence to be able to look at, you know, what the nature of the work is and then suggest knowledge articles that may be relevant is extremely powerful. And lastly, being able to leverage the community. So leveraging things like social with Yammer allows us to be able to work through an issue and not only work through maybe sources that are a little more formal, but may take some time to update, but also be able to get information ad hoc. So as it's happening, there could be other things happening around us and people can be interacting and really having the knowledge grow organically on the fly. So in the case of something like a natural disaster or even something like a crab mishap, that you're able to very quickly get answers and correspond and work with your peers to come up with a solution. So with that, just want to take a look at a couple other next steps here. So one, you can learn more about Dynamics at dynamics.com. We also have a site specifically around some of the solutions we have with Dynamics Knowledge Management. I also recommend checking out the CRM team blog site. It has some great posts around knowledge management solutions from Dynamics. And also check out the Office blog, which also has a larger view on some of the other areas, especially around Delve and SharePoint Online and Yammer. And with that, also we have our MTC Studio webcast. So we have episode 3 coming up, A Mere Mortal Makes Dashboards. So definitely recommend checking that out. And this is also going to follow and continue the story of Contoso Airlines and some of the things that they're dealing with. So looking at how dashboards can make things more powerful for them. And then also looking at episode 4, we have real-time insights for your business. So that's going to happen September 1st. So definitely recommend checking those out. And with that, we're going to be able to transition over into some Q&A. And so we can take some time here now to answer any questions that you may have around knowledge management and hopefully have some good discussion. So thank you.
Welcome back. Well, we want to go through a few of your questions. We've got some great ones here. So Sean, one of the first ones is, are there rating and ranking tools for the information that's posted in knowledge management tools?
Yes, there are. So when a employee is looking at the knowledge article, there is an ability to assign a rating to that article. So they basically can rate a number of stars, 1 through 5, basically, for how valuable that article has been to them. If you are using Yammer, for example, to look at a piece of information also, users can like that piece of information that was posted. And so the more likes something gets, the more views and the higher it's going to be up in the thread of the discussion. So that's another way also of surfacing information.
That's great. In fact, a lot of times within Delve or within Yammer, there's the capability of sort of leveraging those as well. Can I integrate sources from other tools such as Salesforce?
So yes, you can definitely integrate Salesforce into the knowledge management solutions we have. So there's an API that allows you to integrate into third-party solutions. So we definitely could integrate with Salesforce, for example, if you wanted to provide a portal knowledge base experience.
One of the questions that's really interesting is around whether or not articles that are in your knowledge base can be curated more like a wiki, so more socially.
So there is a way to have promoted knowledge articles. There is a way to do that. And there's actually a couple different ways that that could be done depending on what type of experience you want to provide. So on the portal experience, you definitely could have pinned sites that kind of provide a curated experience. Also, from a SharePoint perspective, there's lots of ways to be able to provide a portal that's curated for providing that information.
Can these tools be accessed using mobile devices like phones?
Yes, they can. So there's a couple different ways there, but there is a Dynamics mobile application that can be used to surface the knowledge articles. And also from a SharePoint perspective, we have our new SharePoint app for mobile, for iOS, that is very powerful and something, definitely if you haven't checked that out, that you can leverage both on-prem and online with SharePoint. That is great for accessing information on the go.
How do you maintain the matrix of specialties and skills? Is this done through self-service or is it through a group? And this can be both, by the way. So within Delve, there is a profile page for an individual where they can capture their expertise, their experience, and so forth. But also people can praise you for work that you've done on certain projects, and that can be searched on as well in order to find information about yourself.
And in the Dynamics project service that we're looking at, the resources there, basically you have an approved list of skills that you can assign. And so users or employees themselves typically can't manage their own skills in that system. That's usually done by an administrator. So they are a little more standardized.
Can you explain the security models available for segregating information between different user populations?
Sure. So, there is a way to basically note the level of security that you want to have on documents. So with knowledge articles, you can define different roles that should have access to that information. So if someone is not part of that group, basically they wouldn't be able to see those knowledge articles. And that's something that can be done in a lot of different ways depending on where the knowledge is being sourced from.
A lot of our customers struggle with that, especially those who might have might be part of a public sector and so forth. And when we talk about securing information, it also has to do with securing the content itself, not just where it's housed. Next question. Can developers access the data from an open API?
Yes, so there is an API available for Dynamics for the knowledge management solution. So there is a way to leverage that. And one of the cool things, like for example, with the Office add-ins, that's leveraging the API basically to just surface those knowledge articles. And so that same API could be used for any business application that you may have that you like to also surface them.
When would you choose to use the Dynamics tool versus Delve or Yammer?
I would say what Dynamics really provides is more of a structured solution that's more out of the box than what you get with Delve and SharePoint. So with Delve, really it's just crawling what you have available in your SharePoint environment, as well as potentially emails and other sources that it can surface information from the Office Graph. With Dynamics, it's a little more authoritative because it's actually going through a process. Now, of course, you can use publishing and publish the content and have authoritative sources in SharePoint Online as well, but it provides a little bit more structure out of the box around really a knowledge management solution, as well as dashboards out of the box for being able to follow the process of the knowledge articles and also looking at the analytics of how they're being consumed.
I've often seen our customers who leverage Dynamics have more curated content or more formalized content. perhaps more like a frequently asked questions list that people need to refer to. Whereas Yammer and SharePoint are a little bit more flexible, where there's processes that can create to curate it, but it also allows people to provide knowledge and information that more tacit than more explicit.
Yeah, it's more informal. So, you know, depending on you know, the type of information. So if it was a procedure that you need to follow to be able to repair a piece of equipment on the aircraft, something like the Dynamics Knowledge Management solution might be a better use case. Whereas with something like Yammer, you know, if you're just trying to address an issue that just popped up and maybe there hasn't been time for it to go through a formal approval process, that would probably be the best solution. So it's kind of a mix of both. But the great thing is that we can kind of tie everything together, so you're not having to jump around between multiple solutions.
Speaking of tying things together, can you take something that you identify in Delve and push it into Dynamics CRM?
So there is a way to surface Delve in Dynamics CRM now, so that's a new feature. And there is also now the ability to have content from CRM also surface in Delve. There is work that's continuing to progress to make those two work better together.
One of the things I've also seen in Delve that's interesting to sort of use as a way to curate, perhaps to push to CRM, are boards where you can tag different content and share that board with various other people on your team and so forth. It's a great tool to sort of do that collection of knowledge together before it's curated and perhaps posted to the more explicit knowledge base. Here's a good one. How can you connect IoT data into the knowledge solutions as a way of validating information that it's that is being published?
So this is something I actually deal with quite a bit. I'm out of our Houston MTC, and one of the scenarios we talk a lot about is around delivering field service based off of an event that's been generated from IoT sensors. So, based off of how you have your integration and what type of solution you're using to generate the information. So in our case, often we're talking about something like OSIsoft's Pi Historian. But basically, you know, one, you have to have the predictive analytics on top of that with machine learning. So we usually talk about leveraging Azure Machine Learning to determine if the event is something that you need to raise and have looked at. The next step then is to actually have a case generated. So you want to have someone typically go ahead and evaluate if this is an event that you need to take action on. So with machine learning, you know, it's not 100% perfect, so you need to have that case in front there to go ahead and do some evaluation with some human eyes on it. But based on what you determine then, that will go into the next phase of having a work order generated to go out and address the issue, whatever it may be, from the piece of equipment that was being monitored through IoT. Now, determining what actions should be taken as far as procedures, that's where having that intelligence to look at the content of the nature of the work order and then pulling relevant knowledge articles comes in. So the technician that's out there delivering the work, if they're using Dynamics, would have those knowledge articles automatically surface and then get related to that work order so that they would be able to use those procedures. And the more that that happens, the more intelligent that the solution becomes. And so it improves that association over time.
This is one I love to respond to. So what are some of the common pitfalls with first-time implementers of knowledge solutions? I think the biggest challenge is how often we spend a lot of time on building the system and putting the system together, when really the cultural change in an organization into one that's more of sharing of knowledge and valuing that knowledge and experience. Some corporations have very siloed organizations where that, you know, that knowledge is power, but you have to sort of shift out of that mindset and reward people for both creating and leveraging knowledge. That's an experience that from many customers that we've seen that they fall short on doing that up front before putting the knowledge system in place. Have you seen that as well?
Yes, and I also have had a lot of customers come in where they've already tried implementing a knowledge management solution previously, and it has failed, it is fragmented, and they're really looking at how to revamp it a second time. or a third time or whatever in time that they've done it. But it seems like it's something that, it takes the community really to help grow, that you need to have a process established to understand who the subject matter experts are going to be, what is the process for how that content is going to get created, how is it going to get to the end people that are going to consume it, and then how do you have a mechanism for them to provide feedback and understand that this is useful information and that they want to continue to consume it too. Because I see a lot of companies where they'll launch something and then they see this drop off very quickly of consumption and they're back to where they started, where they're not having repeatable processes across their company.
Yeah, and to measure and reward people both for contribution as well as the usage of that content and knowledge. Because that's really where the knowledge sharing takes place. It's at the people level. Here's another question around whether or not you can provide auditable workflows as part of the employee self-service.
Yes, you can. So this employee self-service basically works with the workflow capabilities built into Dynamics. And so there is full you can audit it, and traceability. And also, everything that happens within the knowledge article, there's a timeline that lets you see all of that right there within the document.
Okay, so this is a follow-up question. Are you suggesting that gamification can be an effective tool in growing knowledge information? Absolutely. In fact, most people who are introducing something as large scale as a new implementation of knowledge collaboration try to leverage things like gamification so that they can understand whether or not people are adopting and leveraging the platform alongside of whether or not the content that people are leveraging is of value. So if you have ranking for content, that allows people to know that this is a valuable content and maybe you want to curate this or bring this to the top from a trends of content and things like that. Well, I think that's it for our questions, Sean.
Excellent.
Thank you all for joining us today, and join us next week for our follow-up presentations.
Thank you.